previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Inflation in South Africa is up and the chances of an interest rate cut next month are slipping. CPI in July is coming at 3.5%, up from just 3% a month earlier. That's a 10-month high, although it is exactly what economists had been predicting. Key drivers of the higher number: increased municipal tariffs, higher fuel prices, and, in case you hadn't noticed, food, including extremely high beef prices. And no, the beef price has nothing to do with Trump's tariffs and everything to do with persistent outbreaks of foot and mouth disease. We've had more than 200 outbreaks confirmed so far this year, the vast majority in KZN and a significant number in the Eastern Cape. Biosecurity experts are warning that traditional methods of control, vaccination and movement restrictions, are becoming ineffective, and more attention needs to be paid to the spread of the virus by water. The Agricultural Research Council has conducted a number of trials recently which have delivered promising results in addressing this challenge. Protection is on the way for the country's embattled steel industry. The International Trade Administration Commission is proposing a 10% tariff to defend the industry from cheap imports, mainly from China. Government ordered a review of tariffs in March. The Commission's just released its preliminary findings. Whether it'll be enough to save the likes of ArcelorMittal from collapse remains to be seen. Telecoms Minister Solly Malatsi says the country's prioritizing a policy review process that may allow satellite internet companies to operate here without ceding ownership. These would obviously include Elon Musk's Starlink. Current BEE rules would see Musk and his competitors be granted an operating license only if they hand over 30% of their equity to black investors. The proposed changes would bring satellite internet companies in line with other foreign entities which have been granted equity equivalent programs. These include all the big car companies, along with the likes of Amazon, Microsoft, and so on. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening down just over a tenth of a percent. That's both the All Share and Top 40. London, the FTSE up 1.1%. In New York, the Dow closed flat. The S&P 500 down 0.2. The Nasdaq down 0.7. Tokyo this morning is down 0.6%. Hong Kong up 0.1. Sydney just over a full 1%. The US dollar is back at 1.16 against the euro. The rand 17.71 to the dollar, 20.62 to the euro, 23.82 to sterling. Gold at $3,341, platinum at $1,338, Bitcoin just under $114,100, and Brent crude oil just over $67 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.